Hello, everyone. We are here with the Trade Show Minute at Infocom 2017 in Orlando, Florida. My name is Victoria Barella.
My name is Johnny Moda.
And we are here with our guest.
Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh with VTech.
Welcome,
hey,
welcome.
Joe Walsh. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks.
Yeah, we are here in Florlando, Infocom 2017, and VTech is obviously a manufacturer showing some products today, correct?
Absolutely.
What are you showing?
So we got a very large booth. We're showing our EZTV IPTV platform.
Okay.
And amongst other things, we also have our ACE HEVC encoder. And then we also have, on the other side of our booth, we're showing our House of Worship solutions for point-to-point or point-to-multipoint.
And what exactly is your EZTV IC solution?
IPTV.
IPTV. What is it? What is that?
It's a video distribution, including signage. So we do a lot of, whether it's corporate, government, education, broadcast, or sports and entertainment.
Okay. How long has VTech been in the industry?
We've been in the industry since 1988. We're a very successful company. Not only that, but we also provide a lot of technologies to some of our partners in the industry.
Okay. Victoria, questions?
Yeah. What booth number, first of all, are you?
Our booth number is 4761.
Great.
You can't miss it because you just got to look up and see VTech.
Yeah, it's probably right there. Are you guys in front over here, or are you guys all the way to the left, to the right?
We're to the left of this
to the left?
Booth.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
absolutely.
We can find you there. Yeah. Anything different this year than last year? I'm not sure if you guys are involved in IEC at all. If not, then what's different than last year, Infocom 2017?
This year, we're really showing our signage solution, so it's been a nice addition to our IPTV. Mm-hmm. And I manage our sports and entertainment business for us, so we're having a lot of success in the sports marketplace. So we just did a big project with Sacramento Kings. We did the Kansas City Royals. We're doing a project for Notre Dame football, so it's a very exciting time for us in the sports area.
Very cool. Obviously, you guys are doing very well if you're getting such big projects. But I do have to ask, I mean, there are other companies doing this. What makes you guys stand out? Why are you guys the best?
Why are you number one?
Why are we
number one?
Well, we're hoping to be number one. We're getting there pretty quickly with the customer base we have. But
yes.
I think it's based on the fact that our technology, so a lot of times we go up against our competitors and we have a technology shootout. So our customers will come in and say, hey, come on, bring your technology in. We want to compare it against the competitors. The really nice thing about that is we'll do that. We'll bring our team in. We'll install it on their network. And then they get a chance to play with it. And once they do, they pretty much choose us. So not only for price, performance, but also easy use. After, you know, we go away and they got to use the system for their events and things like that, they don't need a staff of people to do it. They can just basically, we train their people, they walk away, and it's really easy of use. That's why we really call it Easy TV. Sorry for the pun, but that's what it is.
It's easy peasy.
Easy.
What else are you looking for at Infocom 2017?
Well, we do. I mean, obviously, this is a show really for the integrators. We have a lot of integrators that are coming by our booth and talking to us about all different vertical markets besides sports, right? Mm-hmm. We're starting to see a lot of House of Worship. We're starting to see customers that are bringing in their corporate clients. That's another very strong vertical growth for us in that area.
Is there anything new that you're opening up to? Like, I don't know, are you involved with education, or is it just like the worship spaces? And
the House of Worship has been a space that we've started to look at. Mm-hmm. So churches really want to be able to push, take a live, let's just say a live video feed and move it to a remote site or multiple remote sites. So we have technology that allows us to compress the video using HEVC, and we're able to deliver that over basically the public internet. And then we have Zixi, which is a forward error correction technology. So they can get HD quality video delivered to their remote sites. Then Zixi will come in and also help assist with the basically packet loss. So it's a really cool solution. And then we also have in our booth Renewed Vision, which is kind of our partner for the House of Worship, and they're showing their software technology coupled with our encoders.
I have to ask, why the name VTech?
Well, it's interesting. VTech's headquarters out of France. Our CTO's there. We've been in business since '88. Everyone pronounces it wrong, but it's...
How do they pronounce it?
It's different beer. I won't say because we have a competitor that's that has the same spelling.
That's fun. Oh. But it's VTech.
But yeah, it is VTech, and www.vtech.com.
Gotcha. So, you know, I'm going to throw a curveball here. I am a millennial in this industry. I've been maybe in it 1 or 2 years.
Okay.
I do have my CTS, but can you give myself or any other millennials or anyone new to the industry some tips coming into the industry?
Yeah, so pretty interesting you say that, because as part of Infocom, we have a training class for CTS certification. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the video workflow. So if you think about video right now, everything has been moving to IP-based technology, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really where the world is headed. So we can move video from point A to point B. We can record the video for customers. We can basically, we have a video on demand system, so we can manage our streams for them. So we have a lot of technology. It's all building blocks. So it's a pretty exciting time for the industry, and the people are getting into it. It really, if you can get in and kind of understand the IT infrastructure.
Something I'm now, really bad at.
Yeah, now, you know, now we're moving video across the data network.
Sure, yeah.
So we get into a lot of customers that you know, really don't understand it, and we'll come in and help assist.
Yeah, someone once told me that the younger generation, the only IT involvement is what's the Wi-Fi password? That's it. So we gotta learn a little bit more than that.
No, but it's a very fun and challenging time for us, and we love working with the customers. It's you know, if we can get in and talk to them and show them what our technology is capable of doing. And of course, we work through our integrator partners. They always bring a lot of value. So, you know, it's a lot of times we'll get into projects and they want to use our system. But coupled with that, the integrator will come in and bring other technology that we don't offer that they can bring into the solution for the customer.
Is VTech's business model more of a directed dealer or a distribution model?
Now we do. We work primarily through our integrator channel partners.
Okay.
So, you know, most of the integrators rocking around here have heard of us or know of us now. We've got a big class coming up on tomorrow afternoon. We're pretty excited because we're pretty well packed for that class, and we're talking about video distribution.
Cool. Great.
Is that a class offered with Infocom, or is
yes.
that at your booth?
Yeah,
oh,
no,
okay.
It's
I
an Infocom
sure.
class.
Oh, great. So, what's it called again?
I'm not sure what the class is called, to be honest. It's basically video distribution, and we've got some objectives that we put together for the class.
Sure. So. Oh, that
cool.
sounds great.
For people who want to learn more, where can we go to do that if we're not here at the show?
www.vitech.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then are you on any social networking sites?
Yes, we are. And I know we're on all of it. I'm not sure where.
Most
but just look up
VTech.
Under VTech.
You can just Google okay. that up.
Yeah, no problem. I'm probably on the website you just mentioned as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Any words of advice for anyone listening out there about your products?
No, just come by. I mean, the nice thing about VTech is, you know, we're going to help with the projects. So everything we do is pretty much project-based business when you get into IPTV and signage. Mm-hmm. So our customers will assist. But where we really went out is after we do the install, we have a great team of people that go behind the sales organization and work with the customer, making sure it's working properly, you know, answering questions they have. The testimonies we get from our customer are second to none.
Cool.
Very great.
Well, questions, Victoria?
Let's see. So you already told us the Twitter, and Google it probably would be the best,
website.
Or on the website.
Yeah.
You can find this podcast posted up either later today or at the end of the week. It's at ravepubs.com/Infocom2017. It will be there.
It'll also be on the Rave Radio tab under ravepubs.com, obviously under the show name,
the Trade Show Minute. Hey.
You guys got that down.
Yeah, it's like we practiced this, right?
Maybe once or twice.
Also, you can find me on Twitter at jmoto3. Victoria, where are you at?
I am at Barella Victoria _. That is Barela and Victoria _.
Also, you can follow Rave Pubs Radio on Twitter at Rave Pubs. Or you know what? Just follow everything Rave Pubs. At Rave Pubs, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. They're on LinkedIn. I think I said Facebook. I don't remember, but it's definitely not Friendster. Don't go there. That's somebody else.
There you go.
Just kidding, Friendsters. Anyway, as you had mentioned, if you want to check out all Infocom 2017 coverage in the form of social media, blogs, podcasts, anything in between, it's raypubs.com/infocom2017. And for a schedule of the upcoming shows, you want to listen live, maybe you're not here, maybe you're on the show floor and you can't be here with us like you are right now, it's again raypubs.com/infocom2017/live. And you can listen to us live, and they'll be posted later on the Trade Show Minute.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on to our show.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks.
Thank you.